First of all, I would like you to introduce yourself and to explain the specific aspects of your own particular situation in Israel in relation to the general surrounding atmosphere and climate and political approaches.
Well, I am a writer and a journalist. I would say that my task in Israel is to vocalize an opinion that is widely spread but gets zero coverage in the media. 30% of Israeli public opinion, according to the public surveys, supports the idea of one democratic state on the whole territory of Palestine. But this 30% get absolutely zero exposure in the media. In my opinion, the problem of Israel is the same problem as problem of France or of the Western world. That is the vast distortion of public discourse. That the public discourse is taken out of public and privatized, like so many other things are privatized. If we would have free public discourse in France or in Israel, things that happen would never happen. That's why I see the most important thing is not even liberation of Palestine, but the first thing is liberation of public discourse. I believe basically in the natural good of mankind, that human beings are basically good. This kind of old opinion of Rousseau is very valid with me. And I think that in course, if we would be able to exchange our opinions freely, we would come to the good, to the public good. And it comes to a simple thing that in Palestine, we don't need exclusions. The idea of something, yes, everything is like that, but there should be exclusions. I reject this thing. We need normal situation, like everywhere. Everybody should have equal rights, equal right to vote, equal right to move, and then we shall solve all our problems like everywhere.